From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Vicki Gregor.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Jake Brownell.
On today's show, Jake and Vicki sit down with UCCS Professor of Music Jane Rigler and talk about the power of voice and pick some new favorites for the musical roundtable discussion. And we bring you an in-studio performance with local eclectic folk duo Roma Ransom. All that on today's episode of Air Check from 91.5 KRCC.
So, as usual, we begin our show with the musical roundtable, where we go around the table and share a song we haven't been able to get out of our heads. And today we're joined by special guest Dr. Jane Rigler, professor of music at UCCS. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Before we get started, tell us a little bit about your work and your music.
Well, I am a flutist and composer, and I started out as a traditional orchestra flute player and started listening to music from around the world and started listening to jazz. And little by little, I started playing music, contemporary, classical contemporary music that required me to learn what we would call extended techniques. And so a lot of these extended techniques actually come from traditions from around the world. And I started to vocalize and learn how to do a lot of really kind of cool things with my voice and my flute. And I wrote a whole manual on how to sing while playing the flute. And I studied different kind of an ethnomusicological study of different places around the world where people sing and play through tubes in different ways.
Wow, that's amazing. We'll have some more questions for you, and we know that you've brought in a really interesting piece of music to share today. But first, we want to do what we do here, go around the table and share some music. And Vicki, I think we should start with you.
All right. Not only is this record brand new to 91.5 KRCC, this is a brand new artist to me. His name is Yuji. It's from a beautiful record called Alborada, and the song I want to hear is Jenga. It's a beautiful sound that plays out over about 7 minutes and within itself has its little movements and change-ups in the piece. As we get further in, some other voices come up. His name is Luis Moret. He's part of a electronic pioneering duo from South America called La La Cruza, and he's a wanderer, so he just wandered everywhere, Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, and just gathered sounds, explored things with the Tova people, some of their field recordings, and brought in his DJ sensibilities. And it's just a beautiful record. Every song unfolds in some delightful way.
I appreciate how kind of slow and plodding it is, you know, where I think electronic music can often be the four on the floor sort of keeping the beat going, and this is a very kind of slow, meditative, you know, almost ceremonial feel to it in a way that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I love the imagination that it draws upon my imagination. I could sort of hear tigers and imagine, you know, rainforests and sitting by campfire. I mean, there were just so many images that came to my mind when I listen already, you know, to it. Just
I like that you say that too, because he's done the wandering,
yeah,
and has gifted us with the journey.
So this is the song Jenga by
Yuji.
Yuji, all right, from the album Alborada.
Okay, Jake, in keeping with the feeling and what we're talking about here today with Jane, I know you've got something that'll be new to me and most likely beautiful.
This is a brand new record. It's by an artist called SRSQ. That might be pronounced in a certain way that I don't know. Album is called Unreality, and this song is called The Martyr. So this is really a pretty powerful album. This artist, SRSQ, it's the project of a woman named Kennedy Ashlin, who was formerly in a band called Them Are Us 2 with Cash Askew, who actually passed away in the Ghost Ship fire in Oakland, a warehouse music space which caught fire and tragically killed, I believe it was 36 people. And this whole album, it's sort of her attempt to try to process that in some ways and build something out of that grief. And I think it's just a really powerful testament to the way that music can be that space for musicians and for listeners to really just try to process feelings that you maybe don't even have words for.
Right.
And it's just a beautiful album, and the whole way through just has some incredible moments, and it's been sticking with me.
I can certainly see why that is. Some of the magic to this too, you know, going along with what you're talking about, is you absolutely can also hear the release and celebration around this spirit, this person.
Yeah, and I think this music does it so elegantly with all the textures and layers, right? And how our emotions have all those textures and layers as well.
And that kind of layered aspect of it, to me, there's a way you'll hear the synthesizers and her voice kind of merge together, and the lyrics are there, and I'm not entirely sure what they are, to be honest, but you can just get the powerful feeling and the ways in which the voice becomes an instrument and becomes sort of a part of the tapestry of this feeling that's really being created here.
Anytime you get the kind of production that goes with a piece or with a record that sounds like a singular voice singing in a cathedral, I will always love that. I mean, that's just going to make it
right
for me every time.
Yep.
It just does.
So that's the song The Martyr by SRSQ from the new album Unreality. So, Dr. Jane Rigler, we're on to your pick. What have you brought for us today?
So, today we're going to be listening to the third movement of Partita for Eight Voices by Caroline Shaw. This is the Courant. Oh.
Extremely captivating.
Where am I?
Yeah, I think we could listen to this
Wow,
forever.
Talk about music made for headphones.
Yeah. And the live experience, too. You know, it's this is the a cappella group Room Full of Teeth that Caroline Shaw is a part of, the composer. And there are eight vocalists, and there's no text, right? And the voice itself is just this barren musical instrument, barren in the sense that it's there's no other musical instrument, there's no other machine involved, there's no other tool, just the voice, the human voice. What I love about this is that our breaths become music, our sighs become music, we interact, so there's a hocketing technique when more than one sound or voice alternate to form a single melodic line. Right. So you hear this in the music of the Bob Enzeli Pygmies, and you hear this in the music of the Inuit vocal game, women's vocal games. And then it becomes almost like an American folk song. You know, what is America? Right. It's the Inuit vocal games. It's Aaron Copland and Steve. It's all of this music that we are together. And together as a hocket, we form this tune.
Amazing.
This melody. And that's why I really, really love this music.
Just doing a little bit of reading about her, she's a pretty impressive person herself, the youngest person to ever receive the Pulitzer Prize for music. And I was also really interested to see that she's done some collaborations with Kanye West, of all people. So interesting to see sort of someone, a young person making classical music, but in dialogue with pop culture and in dialogue with other aspects of culture that you don't always associate with that.
Exactly. It makes it very exciting.
I have to ask you, just because I'm curious, as a person who is so steeped in classical music and contemporary classical music and all the various ways in which it's being expanded and tinkered with and all that, how do you hear pop music? Even the more experimental pop music still is pretty confined in a lot of ways when you hear it in relation to something like this. How does that strike you in terms of your aesthetics?
Well, you used the word confined, and I do sometimes feel very confined, and even sometimes I listen to pop music and I'm like, oh, why didn't you just stretch that a little longer? Why didn't you commit to doing that, just that one risk, you know? And for me, it's all about risk. And, you know, a lot of the mainstream isn't about risk. It's about selling and about doing what people expect you to do. And my goal, my secret goal in life is to constantly get around that, to constantly surprise myself and everyone else and to explore the unknown. So I do get a little frustrated sometimes, but there are other times when I'm so surprised by what I love hearing. I think, wow, I really actually like that, you know, and I want to hear it again. And why? And I'm always asking even my students, you know, like, why do you like something? And why do you not like something? And let's just put our lab coats on and as scientists and objectively kind of look at this and listen to this and analyze why it works and why it's effective or why it's not effective. So I really love listening to everything because it gets me thinking and it gets me wondering about my own biases and how do I get around them.
Well, this song is Partita by the composer Caroline Shaw, and this is the third movement, Courante. Dr. Jane Rigler, thank you so much for taking time to share some music with us and talk to us about music. Before we let you go, Is there anything that you'd like to plug?
Definitely want to plug all the work that's going on at the Ent Center with our music program and the interdisciplinary work that we're doing with theater and visual arts and film and art history. And we've got a bunch of stuff up our sleeve. I mean, we're super excited about all the stuff going on at the Ent Center. So I do hope that everyone in the Springs will feel invited to come and just check it out, you know, and see what we're doing in terms of the artists that we invite, both the UCCS Presents, but also the music program. There's a lot of stuff. I can't even list all the things going on. So do join us.
I'll make it over sooner than later for sure.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming in. It's really been a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Air Check on 91.5 KRCC.
Roma Ransom is a Colorado Springs duo, and by their own definition, are an eclectic bohemian world psych folk band. The passion and talent needed to deliver on that claim is apparent to anyone who has caught them live. Jeff does just that and talks to the band about their musical journey.
Hey everybody, we're Roma Ransom, and this is Crawl.
Ransom here in the studios with us here at KRCC. Grace Easley, Gordon Lewis, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
Roma, let's start off with Roma Ransom. My understanding, what I'm projecting onto this is that Roma has to do with Romanian, gypsy.
Yes, that is the idea.
And Ransom, where does the Ransom come in?
I don't know. It just kind of happened. It just sort of was an alliteration and it worked. And it kind of can be interpreted a number of ways.
Give me one interpretation, just for the hell of it.
Some people come up and say, how much for the tomatoes?
Okay.
Truly, yeah.
All right. Now, you two, Grace and Gordon, you are both from Minnesota, and yet you met in St. Louis?
In Springfield, Missouri, actually.
You met in Springfield, Missouri.
Yes, in the Ozarks.
Busking on the streets.
Yes.
Had no recollection of each other growing up in Minnesota.
Correct.
No, we didn't know each other in Minnesota.
Does that freak you out at all? It freaks me out
a little bit. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think I would have felt the same way 4 years before.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was the busking experience that really brought you two together.
It was, so. Yes. And also we were a little older. We were both 20, just a little older.
Right, right. Sowing your oats.
Yeah.
In Missouri.
Down in the Ozarks.
So your sound encompasses a lot of different genres. I was hearing a little jazz. We heard some blues. We heard some gypsy. What is your inclination? Where would you prefer your music to go? I mean, it's obviously gypsy jazz, right?
Yeah, very much so. You know, we can't really decide on one genre in a lot of ways. All of them are so good, so we just try to play as many as we can.
Mush it all up in a musical pot and serve it to us.
Yep. Yep.
Gordon, you used to play in a punk metal band?
Correct.
What?
Yes.
Why not now? Or do you?
Probably should. I really probably should. But yeah, because of playing in metal and punk bands, I learned a lot of like scales that actually work well in, you know, kind of the Eastern European sound. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of similar scales. So it's basically I'm just not using distortion or fuzz pedals and just applying that to the songs we play. And it has metal influence in some ways. But yeah, I just kind of fell out of playing the punk and metal as much and, you know, have such a good thing going with Grace that don't want to, you know, have any of my energy go elsewhere at this time, I guess.
A good thing with Grace, indeed. I was watching you two play and even setting up for your songs, there was very little verbal communication. It's like you've got some sort of nonverbal connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely true. For perspective, we have like lived together, right? And we are a couple. We're basically married. And, you know, we travel constantly together. We're constantly traveling together. And we are full-time working together as Rome or Ransom. So it's, you know, it's a lot of time together. So
do you ever need alone time?
It's good to have some, you know, alone time, but it's also great being able to experience, you know, different parts of life, like playing music, you know, with my significant others.
Yeah.
Really great. So
one of the things that I find pretty impressive about both of you is that you came to Colorado Springs and are making a living as musicians. I mean, that's what you do, right?
Yeah, we're full-time music, and it is supporting us. And we really have Colorado Springs community and just the larger Colorado community to thank for that, because the outlets within this state are just so numerous for live performance, and especially for live performance, you know, that reimburses you for your time appropriately. So that's really, like, why we are.
Is that why you came here? I mean, was that a calculated decision? How'd you end up here?
No, it's not. Well, I've always actually loved Colorado. I came here to a music camp when I was 16 in Estes Park. Yeah, called Rocky Mountain Music Center. I'm pretty sure it's still going. It's awesome. It's so cool for any young musicians who need a summertime wilderness plus intensive chamber music experience. It's really fun. I'm in no way affiliated with them other than that I was a student there. You know, it was really cool.
It was a good
experience.
I
fell in love with, the Rocky Mountain National Park, when I was 16. And so I always wanted to come back here. And my parents were living in Santa Fe at the time that we moved here. And I also had a good friend here in town who was living. So we kind of had a connection. And, you know, I actually did get a session, like a recording gig pretty quickly off of Craigslist and while we were staying in Santa Fe. And I was like, well, that's worth driving up there for. And so that was kind of a display of how much of a music scene there is here, really. So, yeah, it's really...
Do you think it's good? Do you think Colorado Springs is... how would you rate it compared to Denver, Boulder, in terms of being a working musician? I mean, it sounds like you guys are on the road a lot. You're out and about, but
yeah.
In terms of this town.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it depends on what your genre is in a lot of ways. For our genre, it's pretty awesome. I don't know. I might argue that there are less favorable gigs in even Boulder County than down here in some ways. You know, like, whereas we just had to negotiate a gig up, 300% in Boulder County, when some place down here would have just paid us that anyway, without even us asking. So it's kind of interesting.
Boulder
Maybe
rights.
I shouldn't be letting the secrets out about Colorado Springs and how cool it actually is.
So Grace, you did your kind of geeky summer camp thing up in.
Mm-hmm. In Estes Park.
In Estes Park. Yep. It was classical training then, right?
Yes, it was.
So how did you make the transition from being classical trained to doing gypsy jazz? It's a different animal, isn't it?
In my classical training, I was always drawn more to the Eastern European composers and Russian composers. Hmm. I mean, Tchaikovsky, you know, and Shostakovich, you know, just the more Far East sounds. And so there was that pull, naturally. But also, you know, just going to college down in Springfield, that was a very bluegrass scene, you know, very bluegrass country. And there's so much jazz in all those genres. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of have been inspired by all different things.
So do you play classical music anymore? Or are you active in that?
You know, I don't play that much classical music.
But you teach it.
I do teach it. Yes, I do. So I guess I play it to that extent, but I don't really, I'm not involved in any symphonies anymore, truly just because of the level of commitment that I need to have to them. And it's very competitive, and I've never really been a competitive person. So it's a certain point, violin in the classical scene, I just didn't really want to compete.
What are you guys working on currently?
We've been doing more like film scoring and music licensing, which has kind of helped us understand maybe our own sound more and kind of branch out and try some new things. We've done some songs that are more rock influenced, actually, with distorted guitar and
a little more like, yeah, kind of trip out. Sort of, I don't know what the genre
psychedelic,
name. Yeah, like a little bit more psychedelic.
Trance.
A lot for like snowboarding videos, actually. Snowboarding,
really? Talk
and outdoor.
About that for a minute. So you're venturing into soundtracks,
right,
for snowboarding videos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's happened to be the niche that we found ourselves with through Workshirt, who is a collective in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, who are friends of ours. And so we've been just doing custom tracks for them, and they do really cool videography work for different brands and borders and stuff. And so they've needed custom tracks, and we've filled that need, and it's been really fun.
How do you like the business end of it? That's a whole nother aspect of making music, being a musician, that I would suspect is not that much fun. Right?
Yeah.
Haggling with the club owners, haggling with the...
Not super much fun.
So how do you adjust? How do you manage that?
Well, I think we're a pretty good team. Gordon does pretty much all of the booking.
Gordon.
He's an amazing booking agent. It's not something that is really fun to do,
but
it's necessary.
Yeah,
it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah, I think there is a value to music and all art, you know, and... If you're not trying to vouch for yourself and say, hey, like, there's a value here, then people might not respect you as much in some ways, you know, because, yeah. I don't know,
that's
it's
the way
difficult.
It is, right?
It's very tricky.
Well, I really appreciate you guys coming here. You're listening to Air Check. Let's take it out with one more song.
Hi, we're Roma Ransom, and this is Mean Blue Spirits by Bessie Smith. Thank you.
dreamed last night that I was dead. Dreamed last night that I was dead. Mean blue spirits were all around my bed. The devil came and he took my hand. The devil came and took my hand. Led me way down to that red island. Oh, mean blue spirits stuck their forks in me. Mean blue spirits stuck their forks in me. Made me cried with all my might. This is hell, I cried. Cried with all my might. Oh, my soul, I can't bear the sight.
That was Colorado Springs duo Roma Ransom in studio live at 91.5 KRCC. Listen for their new self-titled record on 91.5 KRCC's evening music shows, 7 p.m. to midnight, 7 nights a week. Yeah.
That's it for this episode of AirCheck from 91.5 KRCC. Be sure to get our mobile app so you can listen to AirCheck anytime, anywhere. Or as always, you can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. For 91.5 KRCC and AirCheck, I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Vicki Greger.
And I'm Jeff Beery.